Federal judge rules Virginia high school's admissions changes are discriminatory, infected with talk of racial balancing. By Brecken Eftis on February 25, 2022. A federal judge Friday ruled that admissions changes at the nation's top public high school, which were put in place to pursue equity, are discriminatory against Asian Americans. The undisputed evidence demonstrates precisely how the board's actions caused, and will continue to cause, a substantial racial impact, U.S. District Court Judge Claude Hilton wrote in his decision. The board instituted a system that does not treat all applicants to T.J. Thomas Jefferson High School equally. Placing the board's actions in a historical context leaves little doubt that its decision to overhaul the T.J. admissions process was racially motivated. Hilton, an appointee of former President Ronald Reagan, continued. Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, T.J., an elite governor's school in Virginia's Fairfax County Public Schools, FCPS, system, is a specialized science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, high school that requires an entrance exam. Due to objective testing, it has consistently maintained a high percentage of Asian students, nearly 72% in the 2020-21 school year, which prompted the far-left FCPS school board to institute race-based considerations for entry. In response, Coalition for T.J., a coalition of parents, students, and alumni represented by the Pacific Legal Foundation, PLF, filed a civil rights lawsuit against FCPS. Coalition for T.J. is thrilled by Judge Claude Hilton's clear renunciation of racism and discrimination and his powerful defense of equality. Osran Omani, co-founder of Coalition for T.J. and alumni parent of a student in the class of 2021, told Breitbart News. For almost 2 years, our courageous families have battled an incalcitrant and racist school board and superintendent intent on using social justice, equity and anti-racism to perpetuate racism and discrimination against Asian students and families. Today's decision is a victory for all students, all families in the United States of America. It is a victory for equality under the law, merit education and the American dream. We are so grateful to the team at Pacific Legal Foundation for being relentless defenders of justice. May all parents, citizens and students have the moral courage and willpower of our families to stand up for their values and beliefs, as our amazing families have done. Hilton's opinion laid out the changes in the T.J. admission system from one based on academic metrics to one based on other considerations. The process no longer required standardized test taking but did take into account experience factors including an applicant's A. attendance at a middle school deemed historically underrepresented at T.J. B. eligibility for free and reduced price meals. C. status as an English language learner. And D. status as a special education student. Hilton then went on to note that Virginia's then-Democrat-run General Assembly and Governor's Mansion required diversity goals for the Commonwealth's governor's schools. In response to both the protests and riots following the death of George Floyd, as well as T.J.'s admissions report showing black students as a very small portion of the 2024 graduating class, T.J. Principal Ann Bonitatibus wrote that recent events of our nation with black citizens facing death and continued injustices remind us that we each have a responsibility to our community to speak up and take actions that counter racism and discrimination in our society. To Bonitatibus, T.J. did not reflect the racial composition in FCPS. And if it did, the school would enroll 180 black and 460 Hispanic students, filling nearly 22 classrooms. Hilton noted in the decision that the countywide racial makeup of FCPS students is 36.8% white, 27.1% Hispanic, 19.8% Asian American, and 10% black. The judge focused on the degree to which FCPS board members focused purely on race as a motivator for making their decisions, as opposed to something else that may have disparate impact but would be applied neutrally. Board member communications show a consensus that, in their view, the racial makeup of T.J. was problematic and should be changed, he began. The discussion of T.J. admissions changes was infected with talk of racial balancing from its inception. Throughout this process, board members and high-level FCPS officials expressed their desire to remake T.J. admissions because they were dissatisfied with the racial composition of the school, Hilton explained. A means to accomplish their goal of achieving racial balance was to decrease enrollment of the only racial group overrepresented at TJ, Asian Americans. The board employed proxies that disproportionately burden Asian American students. The board members need not harbor racial animus to act with discriminatory intent. But, Hilton ruled, quoting case law, strict scrutiny applies when government actions are motivated by a racial purpose or object, and the record demonstrates that the board harbored such a purpose. Indeed, the superintendent and several school board members were active and outspoken in their race-based machinations. School board member Rachna Sizemore Heitzer wrote to Superintendent Brabrand to suggest that he frame his plan as increasing diversity through redefining merit, Hilton explained. School board member Abrar Amish used more aggressive language, writing that she planned to support the proposal towards greater equity, to be clearly distinguished from equality. Far from a compelling interest, racial balancing for its own sake is patently unconstitutional, Hilton said. The board cannot transform racial balancing into a compelling interest simply by relabeling it racial diversity. The evidence shows the process was rushed, not transparent, and more concerned with simply doing something to alter the racial balance at TJ than with public engagement, the judge concluded. The proper remedy for a legal provision enacted with discriminatory intent is invalidation. This is a monumental win for parents and students here in Fairfax County, but also for equal treatment in education across the country, PLF attorney Aaron Wilcox said. We hope this ruling sends the message that government cannot choose who receives the opportunity to attend public schools based on race or ethnicity. Parents Defending Education is thrilled by Judge Claude Hilton's vindication of the courageous parents in Coalition for TJ who stood up against racism and injustice. Parents Defending Education President Nicole Naley said. Their hard work, which began in August 2020, served as an inspiration for the thousands of parents we have across the country who are challenging school boards that are failing to govern with fairness and transparency. This, like the recall of school board members in San Francisco, is a victory for parents nationwide. The case is Coalition for TJ v. Fairfax County School Board, No. 1:21-CV-296, in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia.